Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking gelato, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
All right, a few more minutes left in this hour, just enough time to pick our Issues Etc. blogs of the week. If you want your blog considered, you need the widget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote, and you'll find the Issues Etc. widget and how to put it on your blog. When you have it on your blog, email us, talkback at issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog and consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. What did you pick, Jeff?
Mine is Steadfast Lutherans, a blog post just posted today, I believe, by Molly Ziegler Hemingway, titled Issues Etc. in Time of Grace. KFUO-AM is now airing Time of Grace, a weekly program featuring Pastor Mark Jeske, senior pastor at St. Marcus Lutheran Church in Milwaukee. If you go here on the LCMS website, you'll see that the group that produces the broadcast is now a recognized service organization of the LCMS. What's curious about that is that in order to be an LCMS recognized service organization, you have to have an LCMS clergyman on your board. Time of Grace doesn't. The Board for Communication Services lifted that requirement in a recent meeting. But what has people talking is that the host of the program is the leader of the church growth movement in the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Fighting some of the false doctrine in the movement is a major problem for the Wells, and I'm sure they love that the LCMS is now supporting this program. You can listen to the program for yourself, not much gospel proclamation, which won't surprise anyone familiar with the church growth movement. But I can't get over how odd it is that KFUO would ditch its flagship program, Issues Etc., and begin airing Time of Grace. My pick for Blog of the Week, Steadfast Lutherans.
Quite interesting. That is just puzzling. My pick for Blog of the Week this week comes from Pastor Mason Beecroft, rapidly becoming one of my favorite guys, even though we've never met face-to-face that I know of. He has a blog called Wayfarer in the Desert, a quote from St. Bernard on Christ's presence in the Eucharist. Whence does it come to us, most blessed Lord, that we worms who are crawling over the face of the earth, we who are dust and ashes, should be rewarded with your presence in our very hands and before our very eyes? You who sit whole and complete at the right hand of the Father, you who in a moment are present and in one place and at the same time all places, in many places, in different places, from the rising to the setting of the sun, from north to south. Whence does this come, I say? Certainly not from anything you owe us or that we deserve, but out of your own will and the blessing of your kindness. A great quote from St. Bernard on the presence of Christ in the Lord's Supper. And he opines, imagine how this sort of Eucharistic piety might transform our approach to the altar and our entire synod. A great quote and a great post from Pastor Mason Beecroft. He's pastor of Grace Lutheran Church, by the way, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, a special thanks before we end this hour to who was it who came in studio?
Pastor Brady Finnern in Wisconsin.
He's got a cool name, Brady Finnern, and he brought us three little jugs of Finnern maple syrup produced by his father, I believe, from his own maple trees. It's delicious. Thank you very much for the visit. And also, thank you for the maple syrup. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., we'll start out talking Moses on this day in church history with Dr. Nathan Jastrom. Then we'll play Soundbite of the Week. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.